This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. We could be seeing action on state-level transportation funding this year. Midwest Truckers Association President Don Schaefer says he's currently optimistic about funding rules being passed.
Well, I mean, I think we're finally getting some sort of solid leads or whatever you want to call it in terms of what direction that people are interested in going in terms of transportation funding. A lot of groups have put forth some proposals. House Speaker Michael Madigan has indicated that he is interested in carrying some sort of transportation funding proposal during this session. That in itself is a sign at least that the state's going to do something, because Washington doesn't seem to be too interested in coming out with a proposal that's going to be more long-term with their transportation reauthorization. So on the state level, no indication yet from the governor, but there has been proposals that are now coming out talking about raising the motor fuel tax, maybe trying to capture vehicle registration fees on those vehicles that are electric or, you know, don't buy gas so they don't pay any motor fuel tax. There's also a lot of discussion about, before you raise the taxes, we're going to stop the diversion of money. You know, when you pay motor fuel tax, you think all your money goes to pay for roads and bridges, but it doesn't. They sweep hundreds of millions of dollars every year out of either a sales tax or the motor fuel tax, money that doesn't go for roads and bridges. So the idea there is, first, let's get our house in order before we raise taxes. And if they want to raise taxes, then take care of these other issues first. And then do it. You know, people are saying, well, you know, is the governor reform-minded? Is this on his high list of things to do? We really don't know yet. You know, we're hoping he is. You know, we've talked about it from the standpoint, we hope there is interest on the governor's part, at least in looking at this issue.
Well, hopefully something will get done with the transportation funding. I mean, it's been how many years since things have been done in the state level with it?
Well, we're talking 20 plus years in you know, two decades where we before, you know, since we've had this issue even moved on. I mean, you know, we're motor fuel tax in Illinois. It's about average. It's not, you know, it used to be we were one of the highest ones in the country. Now we're either in the middle or we're on the lower half because we haven't dealt with this in over 20 years. The problem is that motor fuel tax revenue collections have not gone up. Sure, there's more cars on the road, but the cars get better fuel mileage, and thus it's stayed pretty even this whole time, you know, the whole time. And the problem there is that the cost of road construction has gone way up. So, you know, we're playing a losing game right now unless we do something about our funding issue.
Schaefer also wanted to warn everyone to be extra safe on the roads as most of our listening area digs its way out of a recent snowfall.
Well, you know, this is really the first, depending on, you know, where you're listening, you know, right now. I mean, if you're down south of St. Louis, you've had a couple of good storms. But surprisingly, if the farther north you've gone this winter, the less snow you've had. And, you know, sometimes it's sloppy snow, which goes away real quick. It's easy to plow and get rid of. You know, today it's cold out there and we've got a real powdery snow. So it's not easy to clean off the pavement. And it did come down pretty quick. So, but it's blowing and not drifting as much, but blowing. And a lot of trucks are picking up a lot of snow and creating whiteout conditions, either on the interstate or on the state highways and everything. So use your head a little bit. Be careful out there, because we're seeing really the first, I think, significant snow for this area that we've had this year. And, you know, you always get a kick out of it because, you know, you got people putting down the road being safe. And then you got a guy who's got his brand new four-wheel drive, thinks it's going to save him all over the place. And he's going to go flying by and, you know, maybe in the ditch, you know, half a mile down the road because you can't see the road. It's a little difficult. But, no, be careful out there. Keep your distance between the vehicle in front of you. Be cognizant of the fact that the brakes only work so much. If you feel like you're going to slide out of the, you're going to start swerving on the turn, or you're losing control of the vehicle, take your foot off the gas. Don't slam on the brake. You know, try to steer into the turn, and hopefully you can regain control. The thing people don't realize is that modern-day cars have ABS, anti-lock brake systems. ABS does the work for you. You don't have to put your foot through the floorboard to get the brakes to work. Anti-lock brake systems are great. They pulse, and they help you control your braking and help you control your steering. So be careful out there. It's going to be cold all week, so it's not going to melt and go away. So, you know, be careful out there. You know, think about it. A couple weeks, it's going to start warming up. This time of the year, be considerate, though, if you're driving on a lot of those country roads. A lot of those country roads have seasonal postings on them right now because of the fact that we do have that freeze-thaw cycle going on. The sun's warmer. You know, when the sun does come out, if it comes out, does warm up that pavement, and that's why you see on a lot of local roads, township roads especially, those signs that say, you know, 10-ton weight limit, 5-ton weight limit from January 15th to April 15th or whatever. Please adhere to them because those roadbeds are very fragile right now. You take a heavy truck down one of those roads right now, you'll tear it up and make a mess out of it. So, you know, respect the road, respect your neighbors, the ones who pay to keep that roads up, and everyone will be happy and everyone will be safe. We'll have a good road left when the planting season comes along.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the auction.
Well, Angela, we had a lot of hay, and the market was actually a little stronger. We ended up with 2,229 small squares. The alfalfa was in a price range from 260 to a top of 510. We had 450 bales of that. Ended up with 495 bales of alfalfa orchard grass from 310 to 560. Had 213 bales of really good orchard grass, and it was in a price range from 580 to 620. 306 bales of alfalfa grass mixed, and it was there was 306 bales of that from $3 to $5. We had 700 bales of just mixed grass from $1.80 to $3.50. We had 65 small squares of straw from $1.40. It was some bottom bales, just some pretty nice straw at $2.20 a bale. Ended up with 283 round bales of alfalfa. We had 17 bales of that. It was 36. We had 57 bales of alfalfa grass from 35 to 40. Had 106 bales of mixed grass from 20 to 39. Most of it was 30 to 35. Ended up 34 each canary bales at 23. In the orchard grass round bales, we had 12 of them at 37. Had 42 bales of round bales of straw from 20 up to $30 a bale. And we had 15 bales of clover at $25 per bale. And then the 3x3s, we had a lot of alfalfa this week. We had 220 bales. We had some at 41. Most of it was in a price range from $55 to $61 per bale. We had 10 bales of alfalfa orchard grass at $57 a bale. We had 125 bales of just mixed grass from $39 to $41.
Well, that sounds like you had a great auction this weekend and thankfully got it in before any bad weather hit.
Yeah, we got most of it, got everything done, and most of it went out yesterday. We've got several loads going out of state, and hopefully this weather will clear out and we'll get that moved out the next day or two.
All right, very good. Well, Mike, if anyone has any questions about the hay auction, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach us anytime at 618-410-4293. And also, I'd like to mention, if there's anybody needing any good alfalfa in 3x3s, that's dairy quality. It's kind of starting to break loose, so we should have an ample supply of that.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. The Carlinville FFA will be putting on their annual pork chop dinner on Tuesday, February 17th. I spoke with Carlinville FFA Chapter President Adam Rosenshader and Chapter Vice President Aiden Groves.
Yes, ma'am. It is taking place on February 17th during the boys' basketball game. And it is from 5 to 7:30, and we'll be serving during the entire game. So come on down and give us a visit.
And what is the cost for this pork chop dinner?
We actually have a lot of choices for you. Well, other than the pork chops, we got a lot of sides, and it'll be really good. But anyway, so it's $10 for one chop, or if you'd like two, it's $12.
All right, very good. And what do these proceeds go towards?
They go to the chapter itself with all different activities the members do across the state. For instance, state convention's coming up in June, and we'll take a van load of kids up there every day, and it's really a nice thing to do. And also national convention, those are two big things, and this just helps fund all that so members can get out, see the world, and meet new people.
Very well said. And one more time, do you just want to give the date and time?
It is February 17th from 5 to 7:30 during the boys' basketball game, so fill up your bellies and come on down and watch a game.
Again, that was Carlinville FFA Chapter President Adam Rosenschader and Chapter Vice President Aiden Groves. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.